Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the formula of Concord, in the book of Concord, under Article 4, when speaking about the person of Jesus Christ, it briefly talks about his miracles. And it states there that Jesus healed during his earthly ministry when and how he wanted to. Well, our text, a puzzling text, is a perfect example of this. It is the only time recorded in Scripture where Jesus spit on someone, which is amazing that he would do so, taking a vulgar act, usually meant for condemnation, and using it for healing. And then he mysteriously touched the man's eyes twice with his fingers before his sight was fully restored. Another peculiarity of this text is that Jesus took this blind man by the hand and led him out of the city of Bethsaida, or village of Bethsaida, before he would heal him in this peculiar way. This is probably the same Bethsaida mentioned in Matthew 11, where Jesus condemned the city, the inhabitants of the city, for rejecting Jesus' miracles. And it is probably because of this rejection of Jesus and his miracles that he took the blind man out of the city, for these people in Bethsaida had themselves become blind. Their hearts had become hardened. Why perform another miracle among impenitent unbelievers who would only mock Jesus and his word? Jesus' miracles are indeed mysterious things, as is his person. The unity of the two natures of Christ, true God and true man, yet one person. Though our Lord had the fullness of the majesty of the divine nature at the moment of his conception, in the womb of his mother, yet he did not make full use of this majesty and power of his divine nature during his earthly ministry, during his state of humiliation. As the formula of Concord says, he healed when and how he wanted to. But while there is mystery in this text, there are also certainties that are for our comfort. Most importantly, there is the certainty that Jesus' word is efficacious and all-powerful. His word powerfully called into existence the infinite stars of the universe. His word calmed the storm. His word alone raised Lazarus from the dead. His word alone cast out demons. Certainly, his word was powerful enough to simply speak vision into this blind man's eyes. So, we must not doubt that Jesus could have healed here with one word and without the spitting and the repeated touching. But Jesus healed when and how he wanted to. We see in our text a blind man overcome with the consequences of sin, his disability a clear manifestation of our fallen state. In the blind man, we are to see, brothers and sisters in Christ, our frailties, our lost condition. Yet in this miracle, we also see Jesus, the Word incarnate, hand in hand with our frailties. We see Jesus leading us out of the village, out of our hard-hearted unbelief and that which surrounds us in the present age. In this miracle, the only begotten Son of the Father, the Word made flesh, is face to face, spittle to eyeball, finger to eyelid, with fallen mankind to heal, but also to save. In Jesus' miracles, with the miracles done in Bethsaida, we too are to be filled with awe and led to repentance. Dear friends, our eyes have been opened by the all-powerful, efficacious Word of God that was the power at work in your baptism. It is the power at work in the sacrament of the altar where we receive the body and blood of Christ for our forgiveness. It is the power at work in absolution. It is the power at work in the Word that you here in this place read and fervently study. Your eyes are being touched by Jesus, daily opened by that Word, yes, spit upon, that we might see God's grace and mercy to us in his suffering, his death, and resurrection. Our flesh, like the flesh of this blind man, is fallen and weak. Our flesh resists the work of the Holy Spirit in this fallen word. We, in our flesh, are daily surrounded by impenitence, unbelief, spiritual blindness, and its consequences. So, with us also, as in this mysterious text, once is not enough. We must go back to our baptism daily. Remember its blessings and benefits. We must go back as often as we can to the body and blood of Christ for our forgiveness of sins. We must confess our sins and hear that word of absolution time and time again, that our eyes might be touched by Jesus and open to the greatest miracle ever performed in the forgiveness of sins, one on Calvary, and now concretely, clearly given to us in word and sacrament. In ministry, you, no doubt, are all imploring, like the men in our text, that the Lord Jesus touch the people you bring to him through the word, through the sacraments. You implore the Lord Jesus to open your eyes and the eyes of your people that you all might see with more clarity. And so as Jesus healed physically when and how he wanted to, so he heals spiritually when and how he wants to. It is indeed a mystery. It's not always as we would have it, but it is always when and how he would have it, filled with grace, filled with perfect wisdom, filled with love, for your good and for his glory. In the midst of your disappointments, when reason does not understand, when you have heartache in ministry and in your personal life, pray, beg, implore that your heart not be hardened like those in Bethsaida, that your eyes not be blinded. Pray that your eyes repeatedly be opened by the touch of Jesus' word of forgiveness, that you and those you serve might see with clarity his grace and his mercy. Jesus does heal. He does save. He does restore. He does make all things new. He did it once and for all on Calvary's cross, where he shed his blood for the world's sins. And he does it here and now, in that miracle of forgiveness, the forgiveness one, now distributed repeatedly among us, with power, with efficacy, with certainty by God's grace, in Christ Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.